One true God, our Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you.
在你的恩惠祝福之下，我们进入最后一个晚上的布道聚会。
Under your grace and guidance, we are into our last night of evangelical service.
天父真神，我们感谢您啊，将这一本圣经来赐给我们。
Our true Heavenly Father, we thank you for giving us this holy Bible to us.
啊，这一本圣经成为我们的生活，我们信仰上啊的一个啊的标准的一个啊一个我们的重要的啊一个准则。
This Bible serves as a guideline for us to walk on.
天父真神，我们也感谢您啊，将圣灵来赏赐给我们。
Dear Heavenly Father, we also thank you for giving us the precious Holy Spirit.
啊，借着圣灵的运行，圣灵的带领啊，让我们能够进入真理里头。
By your promise, Holy Spirit, we are guided into your truth.
啊，今天仆人啊，本着这一本圣经，照着圣灵的带领，我们来讨论一个非常重要的问题。
Today, your servant will discuss the topic, a very important one.
从这本圣经里头啊，给我们一个很重要的信息。
This very important message from the Bible.
就是身体只有一个，也就是您的教会只有一个。
Which is that there is only one church, just as you have only one body.
这个问题啊，困扰着我们许许多多的啊，我们的朋友啊，我们基督徒的朋友。
This is an issue that has bothered many of our Christian friends.
啊，因为在基督教界里头有这么许许多多的教会，不同的教派。
For there are so many denominations within Christianity.
啊，但是这本圣经里头给我们的真理是身体只有一个，教会只有一个。
But the Bible that teaches there is only one body, there is only one truth.
啊，所以今天我们不但要认识主耶稣，我们也需要认识这一个教会。
Today we not only have to recognize, come to know Christ, we also have to know His church.
所以我们恳求圣灵，你来带领，来开启我们的心。
We ask your Holy Spirit to personally guide us and open our hearts.
啊，让我们很严肃的来看这个啊重要的道理。
So we can solemnly study this topic. 啊，
求你帮助我们，让我们能够明白这一个这件重要的事情。
Lord, we ask for your understanding so we can come to know and follow this topic.
啊，让我们也能够做出一个明确正确的选择。
So that we may discern and make a correct choice.
让我们能够成为您身体的一部分。
We may become part of your body.
主耶稣，我们在聚会前，我们这样子诚恳地向您恳求，祈求您的带领。
Father, we pray in a sincere prayer like this. May you listen to our prayer.
啊，愿您的恩惠充充满满的在我们的当中。
May your grace be filled among us richly.
我们将一切的感谢、荣耀、颂赞都归给您。
May all glories and praises be unto your holy name.
哈利路亚，阿门。
阿门。
请坐。
Please be seated.
在今天晚上的正道之前，啊，我们请尔湾教会的青年诗班来献诗赞美神。
Before the service tonight, we'd like to invite the Irvine Youth Choir to make a presentation.
感谢主耶稣赐给我们这么美好的赞美歌声。
We thank our Lord Jesus Christ for allowing us to enjoy such marvelous voices.
现在奉主耶稣的圣名，在这边为主耶稣证道。
In the name of Jesus Christ, I speak.
我们这几晚上谈到有一位真神。
These few nights we talked about there being a true God.
耶稣是我们的救主。
And Jesus is our Savior.
天国跟地狱是真的。
And do heaven and hell exist?
如果您对三个晚上这样的道理可以相信
And if you believe through these three nights of messages
那您应该去一个教会
And then you should go to a church
因为教会是永生神的家
For church is the eternal place, dwelling place for God
但是现在这个世界教会有50,000+个教派
But nowadays, there are over 50,000 denominations.
到底哪一个教会才是真的教会呢
?Which is the one true church.
所以今天晚上我们用这个小时我们一起来思考这个问题。
So tonight, we'd like to use this time to examine this question.
盼望您的结论跟小弟一样知道我们真耶稣教会就是永生神的家。
And it's my hope that you will reach the same conclusion as me, which is True Jesus Church is the dwelling place of the true God.
是圣灵的居所。
It is the dwelling place of the Holy Spirit.
是神的殿。
It is the temple of God.
是天的门。
It is the gate to heaven.
所以你可以跟我们一起在这边敬拜天上的真神。
And so you can worship here together with us toward this heavenly God.
我们简单介绍我们真耶稣教会。
Let me briefly introduce True Jesus Church.
我们的教会是在1917年从中国大陆北京开始的。
True Jesus Church began in 1917 in Beijing, China.
早期神用三个工人来兴旺神的教会。
In the inception, God used three workers to prosper the church.
那就把重要的五大教义一次交付给我们教会。
And in one fell swoop, God entrusted the five doctrines onto our church.
就是我们的圣灵，我们的圣安息日。我们的洗礼洗脚礼
which is the doctrine of Holy Spirit, Sabbath, baptism, foot washing.
还有一个圣灵圣安息日圣餐
and the Holy Communion.
现在脑袋瓜有点坏掉了
must be getting old.
那这是圣灵一次交付给我们教会的。
So in one setting, the Holy Spirit entrusted these five doctrines to our church.
那这个圣灵一降下来之后哇，那个力量很大。
As soon as the Holy Spirit poured down, it worked mightily.
那所以很快的就传遍啊华南啊，又传到其他的东南亚的国家。
So it quickly spread to the Southeast Asia and many countries.
今天你在全世界很多地方都找得到真耶稣教会。
Nowadays you are able to find True Jesus Church in many nations.
啊，真的很奇妙哦，借着福建人呢 啊把真耶稣教会带到世界各地去。
And it's quite miraculous, is the fruit.Through the Fukinese who brought the truth throughout the world.
啊，真的应验了神在圣经上所说的啊，神的话要传遍全世界，然后他要再来。
And this is to fulfill God's promise, which is the truth will be preached throughout the entire of the world, and God will come again.
我们的教会的名字叫做真耶稣教会。
The name of our church is True Jesus Church.
我们很喜欢这个名字。
And we are enthralled with this name.
但是很多人好奇，为什么你们把自己叫做真的？
So a lot of people wonder, why do we call ourselves true?
难道其他的人都是假的吗？
Are we implying that all the other people are phony?
其实我们真耶稣教会的真是指着真神。
But the true in our church refers to true God.
因为神说他是真葡萄树。
For God says he is the true vine.
我们圣经上介绍神说他是真实的。
And the Bible tells us that God is true and faithful.
那么耶稣是神跟人之间的中保。
And Lord Jesus Christ is the mediator between God and man.
教会就是人啊，主耶稣用宝血所属的一群人的组合。
And the church is the assembly of people which God redeemed, Lord Jesus Christ redeemed with his precious blood.
所以我们就是叫真耶稣教会，高举真神，高举耶稣的名字。
So this is why we are named True Jesus Church, for we uphold true God and Lord Jesus Christ.
我们也这样取喜，我们这个教会能够继续啊传扬全备的真理。
And we are also entrusted with a mission to preach the entire truth.
将人完完全全的引到真神面前。
So we can bring people entirely to the complete truth.
所以我们相信你也跟我们一样的很喜欢我们有这样一个好的名字。来高举真神耶稣的圣名。
And it's our sincere hope that you can also come to cherish this name so that we may exalt the name of God and Jesus.
那么世界上教会这么多间。
Now that there are so many churches throughout the world,
你怎么去找一个神的教会呢？
How can you distinguish which one is the true church of God?
刚刚陈传道在祷告的时候谈到以弗所书，我们请看以弗所书第四章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 4.
以弗所书第四章的第四节。
Ephesians 4, verse 4.
以弗所书四章的第四节。
Ephesians 4, 4.
身体只有一个，圣灵只有一个，正如你们蒙召同一个指望。请读。
There is one body, one spirit, just as you were called to one hope.When you are called.
这边提到说身体只有一个。
It speaks here of one body.
我们看一章的二十三节。
Chapter 1, verse 23.
教会是他的身体，他就指着耶稣基督的身体。
The church is his body. He's referring to Jesus Christ.
所以耶稣基督的身体只有一个，教会在神眼中一个，在他眼中是对的。
And since there is only one body of Christ, therefore there is one church.In the eyes of God.
所以虽然全世界有五万多个教会，
and even though throughout the world there are over 50,000 different denominations,
但是圣经上说教会只有一个。
But the Bible tells us that there is only one true church.
这只有两个可能。
There are only two possibilities.
第一个可能就是有一个教会包含着五万个不同的教派。
It could mean that one church referring to all 50,000.Different denominations.
我们先把这个问题是不是可以排除掉？
And let's see if we can exclude this possibility.
我们看以弗所书的四章
Ephesians 4,
第四节
verse 4.
这边谈到身体只有一个。
It speaks of only one body.
有一个指望。
One hope.
第五节
verse 5.
一主。
One Lord.
这是没有问题的，因为五万个教会都相信一位一主耶稣基督。
And this is without question because all 50,000 churches believe in one Lord.
但是一信就有点问题了。
But one faith could be a little bit suspicious.
今天五万个多个教派，就是他们有五万多个不同的教义。
There are 50,000 different denominations because they all vary in their doctrine belief.
所以没有一信呢。
There is not one single
faith. 一洗也是有问题啊。
And there is also a question of one baptism.
今天一洗有人解释说一次洗礼。
One baptism, some people interpret it as baptized once.
或者是一种洗礼。
Or a kind of baptism.
那我们这些说教的了解是，如果是一种对的洗礼，你只能够洗一次。
And our church's understanding is that if it is a correct baptism, you can only be baptized once.
那如果只有一种洗礼，那现在五万多个教派，每一种教派洗礼都不一样。
But if there is only one type of one correct baptism, over 50,000 denominations all have their various baptism.
所以一个身体不可能指着五万多个教派同属这个身体。
And therefore, by that logic, one body cannot possibly refer to all 50,000 different beliefs.
更何况说圣经上提到在末后的日子假先知要出现。
And furthermore, the Bible also tells us that in the end times, false prophets will abound.
那我们来谈一谈到底那个身体要符合什么条件呢？
So let's study what qualifies to be a true body of Christ.
没有人反对那个身体那个教会一定要就是使徒时代那个教会就是唯一得救的教会。
No one can suspect that the church in recorded in the book of Acts is not the true church.
所以今天我们的地上的教会所传扬所做的必须要是跟使徒教会一模一样。
And hence, everything that we do, what we believe in, must be identical to the apostolic church.
实际上讲教会是耶稣的身体。
Bible tells us that the church is the body of Christ.
如果我们设三个条件应该是好的。
If we set three conditions which are good,
就是耶稣的身体，教会一定要有耶稣的圣灵。
Which is the body of Christ, which is the church must have the Holy Spirit of Christ.
耶稣的身体一定要讲耶稣的话。
The body of Christ must speak the language of Christ.
耶稣的身体一定要行耶稣的能力。
The body of Christ must perform the acts of Christ.
那我们用这三点来检视我们真耶稣教会跟其他的教会，您觉得怎么样？
So we'll use these three conditions to screen out different churches.
那我们来看我这个身体一定要有耶稣基督的圣灵啊。
So now let's study. The body of Christ must have the spirit of Christ.
实际上讲呢，身体没有灵魂是死的。
Bible tells us that a body without soul is dead.
那么一个教会的灵魂那个生命就是耶稣基督的圣灵。
And the life within the church is the consist of the spirit of Jesus.
我们来看罗马书第八章。
Turn to Romans chapter 8.
罗马书第八章。
Romans 8.
罗马书第八章。
Romans 8.
第八章的第九节。
Chapter 8, verse 9.
如果神的灵住在你们心里，你们就不属肉体，乃属圣灵了。人若没有基督的灵，就不属基督。请读。
You, however, are controlled not by the sinful nature, but by the Spirit. If by the Spirit of God lives in you, and if anyone does not have the Spirit of God, he does not belong to Christ.
所以圣经上讲得很清楚，如果没有耶稣基督的灵，就不属于基督。
Bible says very clearly.If someone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he doesn't belong to Christ.
这一点很重要
This is very important.
那我们问每位朋友，他们都会说，我们的教会有圣灵
When we ask this question, everyone replies, we have Holy Spirit in our church.
圣经上里面的圣灵是什么样的一种圣灵呢？
But what kind of Holy Spirit is defined in the Bible?
圣经上讲，我们得圣灵要跟使徒一样。
The Bible tells us that when we receive the Holy Spirit, it must be identical to the same way the saints receive the Holy Spirit.
我们来看《使徒行传》的第十章。
Turn to Acts chapter 10.
使徒行传第十章。
Acts 10.
第十章。
Acts 10.
第四十七节。
Verse 47.
我们从四十四节开始读好了。
Beginning from verse 44.
彼得还说这话的时候，圣灵降在一切听到的人身上，是属节。
45.
那些奉割礼和彼得同来的信徒，见圣灵的恩赐也浇灌在外邦人身上，就稀奇。第十六节。
46.
因听见他们说方言，称赞神为大。四七节。于是彼得说，这些人既受了圣灵，与我们一样，谁能禁止用水给他们施洗呢？那么彼得判断这个听到福音的人他得圣灵跟他们一样。
Peter determined that these people who were listening to the gospel and received the Holy Spirit just as they did.
46节很清楚地讲了一个原因因为听到他们说方言。
Verse 46 identified the reason, for they heard them speaking in tongues.
称赞神为大。
And praising God.
他们这些人受圣灵跟我们一样。
And so these people, when they received the Holy Spirit, they were just like us.
那彼得他们受圣灵的情况是什么样子的呢？
What was How was it when Peter received the Holy Spirit?
我们看《使徒行传》的第二章
，Acts chapter two，
一节到四节
，verse one to four。
第二章一节到四节
，Acts two one to four。
五旬节到了，门徒都聚在一处。第二节，突然从天上有响声下来，好像一阵大风吹过，通了他们所住的屋子。第三节，又有舌头如火焰显现出来，分开落在他们个人头上。第四节，他们就都被圣灵充满，按着圣灵所赐的口才说起别国的话来，英文叫做 speaking other tongues， 英文叫做 glossolalia， 就是他们就开始说起一种奇异的舌音。
So they began to speak a rather unique tongue.
这个就是跟使徒时代一样。
And this identifies what is consistent with the apostolic time.
如果您对基督教会有一点认识，
if you have certain understanding of the Christianity,
你会知道现在的基督教派有两种不一样的主张。
You will find that there are two schools of thoughts within Christianity.
第一种就是觉得有圣灵啊，它是一种内住的状态，是很安静的，吼。
One claim that when you receive Holy Spirit, it's static, it's quiet.
就是没有什么特别就是不一定要讲方言呐。
Which means that you don't necessarily have to speak in tongue.
但是呢，我们看《使徒行传》二章三十三节，这边提到说呢，把所应许的圣灵，把你们所看见的、所听见的浇灌下来。
But in Acts chapter 2, verse 33, it says very clearly that exalted to the right hand of God, He has received from the Father promised Holy Spirit, which pour out what you now see and hear.
就是你们啊，主耶稣上天去啊，然后就把圣灵降下来。现在你们看见了，你们也听见了。
Which is say, when Lord Jesus ascended into heaven and He rained down the Holy Spirit, now you can see it and you can hear it.
这跟很多的朋友教他们的教会所讲的有点不一样，因为他们觉得圣灵只是一种 state of mind 就是一种。在里面安安静静的这样而已啊。
And this is rather unique from what most churches believe, which is just a state of mind when Holy Spirit comes in.
很多教会他们觉得信耶稣的时候就得圣灵了，不要说方言。
A lot of churches believe that when they come to church, they already receive the Holy Spirit. They don't have to speak in tongue.
他们信就有了。
As long as they believe, they have it.
看《使徒行传》十九章。
Acts 19.
十九章的第二节
，Acts 19 verse 2。
这个保罗到以弗所这个地方遇到几个门徒
When Paul came to Ephesus, he met some disciples.
第二节就问他们这样讲。
And verse 2, he asked them,
你们信的时候受了圣灵没有
？Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed？
他们说没有啊。
They answer no.
也没有听见过圣灵降下来。
We have not even heard that there is a Holy Spirit.
所以这句话就证明信的时候不一定受圣灵。
So this.Statement proves to us when a person believes in Christ, they don't necessarily have received Holy Spirit.
要不然这些人就白问了。保罗就白问了。
Otherwise, why would Paul bother to ask?
那其实受圣灵跟洗礼是有很大的关系的。
And receiving a Holy Spirit has direct relationship to being baptized.
所以保罗就怀疑他们洗礼的不对。
And therefore, Paul suspected that their baptism was wrong.
所以第三节说，那你们受的是什么洗啊？
So verse 3, Paul asked them, what kind of baptism did you receive?
他说是约翰的洗啦。
John's baptism.
那第四节说，哦，那是悔改的洗哦，你们要再洗一次哦，这要信，那以后要来的就是耶稣。
John's baptism was a baptism of repentance. He told the people that there is one coming after him, which is Jesus.
所以第五节他们再洗一次。
So in verse 5, they were rebaptized.
就奉耶稣的名受洗。
They were baptized in the name of Jesus.
然后保罗就按手在他们头上。
And Paul placed his hands on them.
那圣灵就降在他们身上。
Holy Spirit came upon them.
第六节说他们就说方言。
Verse 6 says they spoke in tongues.
又说预言。
And prophesied.
一共有十二个人。
And there were 12 people.
因为看得见，听得见。
Because they could hear them and see them.
所以可以数一二三四五六七八九十。
So we can count them individually to 12.
所以受洗可能不止十二个人。
And so possibly there were more than 12 who were baptized.
但是得圣灵的有十二个人。
But there were 12 who distinctly received Holy Spirit.
怎么知道呢？
How do you know?
因为听见他们说方言。
For they heard them speak in tongues.
不是信的时候就有了。
It's not when you believe you have it already.
有的人说我们受洗的时候就有圣灵了。
Some people claim that when they were baptized, they received the Holy Spirit.
这个也跟圣经的讲法不一样。
This also detracts from the truth of the Bible.
我们看《使徒行传》第八章。
Acts chapter 8.
第八章。
Acts chapter
8. 使徒行传第八章。
Acts chapter 8.
第十六节。
Verse 16.
八章十六节。因为圣灵还没有降在他们一个人身上，他们只奉主耶稣的名受了洗。
Because the Holy Spirit had not yet come upon any of them, they had simply been baptized into the name of Jesus.
17,
then Peter and John placed their hands on them and they received the Holy Spirit.
所以不是说受洗就有圣灵,
so it means when you receive baptism, it doesn't mean you receive Holy Spirit.
是有人按手在他们头上,
it was when they laid some people lay hand on your head.
那十八节提到一个贪心的人看到这个使徒按手有能力说我给我这个能力我用钱给你买然后让我按谁在谁头上谁就得圣灵
And verse 18, Simon saw that they had this ability, so they said, let me pay you some money so that I can also lay hand on people and they can receive Holy Spirit.
所以得圣灵是一个可以说是一个很壮烈的力量不是安安静静的一个表态
So when a person receives Holy Spirit, it's a very dynamic event. It's not something that's static. No one can tell.
有人说我有好行为就有圣灵了。
Some people claim that when I have good deeds, I have Holy Spirit.
我看到神迹，我看到天使，我就有圣灵了。
And if I see angels, that means I have Holy Spirit.
其实我们刚刚读的《使徒行传》第四章，哥尼流他已经看过天使了。
We had just read before, Cornelius had already seen angels.
他已经是一个好人了。
He was a very good person.
但是彼得带给他的是什么呢？
But what did Peter bring to him?
如果他已经有圣灵了，好人已经得救了，那么彼得为什么？ 到他那里，他才开始说方言。彼得才说：“哦，他说方言得圣灵了，跟我们一样。”
If he was a good man, and meaning that he already received Holy Spirit, why would Peter still go preach to him? And then when he received Holy Spirit, Peter described he received it just as we did.
所以使徒在很清楚收圣灵要说方言。
So it's very clearly here that in the apostolic period, when you receive Holy Spirit, you speak in tongues.
那个说方言跟哥林多前书十二章的说方言不一样哦。
And the speaking in tongues is different from 1 Corinthians chapter
12. 很多教会说，哎呀，你们这只是一个恩赐嘛，哈。
A lot of churches say, speaking in tongues is just a gift.
这个好像行神迹一样，这个恩赐我们没有也没有关系的。
It's just like performing miracles. Even if we don't have this ability, it's okay.
我们来看哥林多前书十二章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 12.
第四节,
verse 4.
恩赐原有分别，圣灵却是一位。
There are different kinds of gifts, but of the same spirit.
第十节,
verse 10.
又叫一个人行异能，又叫一个人做先知，又叫一个人辨别诸灵，又叫一个人能说方言，又叫一个人能翻方言。这里提到说方言跟翻方言是圣灵的九种恩赐之一。
Here it says that speaking tongue and interpreting of the tongue, they are both one of the nine gifts.
这是什么恩赐呢?
What kind of gift is this?
这是讲到的说方言的恩赐。
This is referring to the gift of prophesying in tongue.
诸位，如果您懂希腊文的话呢，第四节的恩赐那个是charisma，使徒行传二章三十八节那个恩赐是doria，所以得圣灵说方言那个是universal gift 叫做 doria， 那个恩赐跟这个恩赐 charisma 是不一样的，这是特别的恩赐。
The gift described here is charisma, which is temporary, whereas the gift mentioned in the previous passage is doria, which is forever.
所以很多教会朋友把那个我如果我现在开始用灵言讲道，你们可能听不懂了，你们应该听不懂，除非神马上感动他开始可以换那个方言哦。
And so let's suppose the minister begin to deliver the message in tongues, unless God opens the interpreter's mind so that he knows what was being said.
要不然的话，这样的恩赐就不要在讲台上面讲。
Otherwise, this gift of prophesying in tongue should not be delivered on the pulpit.
没有欢，就不要用这样来证道就对了啦。
If there is no interpretation, then don't deliver message in this way.
祷告的那个普遍的恩赐是不一样的。
This is different from the universal gift of prayer.
因为我们已经看得很清楚的经文了，彼得说因。 为什么他们得圣灵跟我们一样？因为听见他们说方言。
We have seen very clearly, Peter said that they have received Holy Spirit just as we have because he heard them speaking in tongue.
那另外一种教会朋友们，他们也有圣灵哦。他们说他们也有圣灵哦。
There's another group of church followers who also claim they have Holy Spirit.
但是小弟个人觉得他们跟彼得、使徒他们所得的状况不一样。
But I personally feel that the method in which they receive Holy Spirit is different from the apostolic period.
有时候你在教会，你在电视上看到有那个大布道家在帮人家祷告得圣灵。On
TV, you may see TV evangelists praying to a mass of crowds.
那很多人都站一排。And
you see people lined up.
后面有两个人准备好。And
then two people standing behind each one.
他手一按，那个人马上往后倒。And
when the minister lay hand on him, he immediately fell backward.
他们就轻轻地把他扶在地上。And
they were gently carrying him and put him down on the floor.
然后用一个这个毯子把他们盖着。And
then cover them with a blanket.
他睡一段时间，他就会醒过来。And
so after a while, they wake up.
他们叫做灵倒。They
call this spiritual slain.
其实圣经里面 跌倒啊，常常是被处罚，不是得圣灵的情况。
And often the Bible records when a person is tossed down on the ground, it's a form of punishment.
保罗啊啊被拣选的时候呢，他啊主耶稣啊说你用脚踢是男的，用大光照他，他就扑倒在地。
When Paul was selected by God, the bright light shone upon him, and he fell to the ground.
那个是不是他那个时候得到圣灵呢
？Does that mean he received Holy Spirit at that moment?
没有的哈。
No.
我们来看《使徒行传》第九章。
Turn to Acts chapter 9.
他得圣灵是这个时候，不是跌倒的时候。
He received Holy Spirit in a different occasion.
亚拿尼亚给他按手的时候，他才得圣灵。
It was only when Ananias lay hand on him, pray for him, he received the Holy Spirit.
我们看《使徒行传》第九章的第十七节。
Acts chapter 9, verse 17.
九章十七节。
Acts 9, verse 17.
亚拿尼亚就进去啊，就去了，进入那家，把手按在扫罗身上，说：“兄弟扫罗，你来路上向你显现的主就是耶稣，打发我来，叫你能看见，又被圣灵充满。”哦，所以他一按手，那亚拿尼亚跟他讲说：“你要被圣灵充满。”
So Ananias came to Paul and placed his hand upon Paul and said, "You are going to be filled with the Holy Spirit."
啊，所以不是跌倒的时候得到圣灵的。
And therefore, Paul did not receive Holy Spirit when he was cast down on the ground.
所以小弟觉得这跟啊圣经真的是不一样。
So this is the belief of a slain spirit is very different from what's described in the Bible.
有一次小弟跟一个朋友聊天啊，这个谈道理啊。
Once I was discussing the truth with a friend.
啊，那个朋友讲说，哎，你要不要灵吐啊？
And he asked me, "Do you want to experience spiritual vomit?"
我可以帮你祷告，你可以灵吐哦。
I can pray for you, and you can vomit.
我说什么叫灵吐啊
？And I asked him, "What exactly is spiritual vomit?"
他就说，我帮你祷告之后，你就一直吐，一直吐，一直吐这样子啊。
Which is, if I pray for you and you will continue to vomit and vomit.
你吐了哈，很舒服哦，把那个肮脏都吐掉了。
And after you vomit everything, all the filth out, you will feel great.
我说兄弟，请问这个圣经到底是在哪里啊
？So I asked him.Brother, where exactly is that recorded in the Bible?
他说没有啦。
No, it's not.
但是我们有这个体验呢。
But we have this experience.
今天哦，这个灵界非常的混乱。
Nowadays, the spiritual realm is quite confused.
所以我们要请我们的朋友要用圣经来比较得圣灵的情况是什么。
So, dear friends, I invite you to study and compare against the Bible. What is the truth?
啊，最近有一个朋友到我们伯恩教会来，真耶稣教会来。
Recently, we have a friend who came to Bowen Park True Jesus Church.
那他得了圣灵，他得那个灵，我小弟一直打一个问号了哦。
And I kept questioning the spirit that he received.
因为他呢，很奇特，很奇特。
Because he was rather unique.
他得到这个灵之后呢，他常常会看异象哦。
Once he received such spirit, he could often see visions.
啊，他看异象，他洗澡的时候啊，洗澡的时候会看到那个洗澡的水变主耶稣的宝血。
For instance, when a person is taking a bath, he would see the steam turning into.
他自己洗澡啊。
When he himself was taking a shower, he would see the steam turning into the blood of Christ.
他流汗也会看到自己的汗成为血。
And when he sweats, he would also see his sweat turning into blood.
他祷告的时候常常会突然之间摇，然后突然就好像就是有一些很奇特的动作这样子。
And when he's praying, he would suddenly wave, and suddenly doze off for some reason.
不是 doze off， 突然就是有个很奇怪的动作就对了。
He has a strange movement.
有一天，小弟就觉得。来赶赶看这什么东西、哎、
And so one day I had this urge to cast out the spirit within him.
我没有跟他讲、啊、
I didn't tell him.
我们就站在他旁边 灵很奇妙、哦、
And
灵里面很奇妙、
哦、I just stood,
我没有跟他讲、哦、
I didn't tell him beforehand. I just stood next to him. And the spirit works in wonderful ways.
我就静静地走到旁边奉主耶稣的名赶撒旦。
I just silently walked next to him and say, "In the name of Jesus, cast out demon."
祷告结束之后
After the prayer,
我都没有讲出声哦。
I didn't say this in out loud.
传道，你刚刚帮我赶鬼哦。
And he told me, "Preacher, were you casting out demons from me?"
我说你怎么知道
？I asked him, "How did you know?"
他说我刚刚看到我自己身上有三个鬼出去啊。
Because I saw that there were three devil spirits going out of my body.
所以小弟就做了一个结论哦。
So I made this conclusion.
说受圣灵要说方言。
When you receive Holy Spirit, you must speak in tongue.
但是说方言不一定受圣灵。
But a person speaking in tongue doesn't necessarily mean that you receive Holy Spirit.
这个还要印证一下。
Because you still need to
prove it. 小弟怎么这样说呢
？Why do I say that?
有一次啊，我们也是为一个富贵的啊、 人啊, 啊, 啊, 赶鬼啊。
There was once we were casting out devil from a demon-possessed person.
我们在帮我们一位传道人，然后我们在绑鬼的时候，他坐在那里啊，他开始讲灵言，然后没有祷告，开始讲灵言哦。
We had a group of ministers trying to cast out the demon, and even before we start praying, he was speaking in tongue.
我们的灵言如果是一个小时十五麦的话，那个一个小时五百麦的，好快啊！那个灵言，那个哇、哦，真的是那个舌头跳的，真的是很快很快。
If we say our tongue speaking is 15 miles per hour, this person was doing 500 miles per hour. He was rolling really fast.
然后呢，不但这样子啊，他清醒，他因为有时候不能讲话，有时候他自己存在哦。他传道，那个不是圣灵，那个哦，你们都是舌尖，我那个是舌根呢、啊。舌根在跳动，舌根怎么跳动啊？舌根在跳动，而且跳动得很快。他这样讲。
And so sometimes when he came to himself, he would say.Minister, this is not the Holy Spirit, but the devil spirit because it's vibrating from the base of the tongue.
所以，诸位朋友，我们今天啊，我们得圣灵要跟使徒一样。
Therefore, friends, when we receive the Holy Spirit, it has to be identical with the apostolic
time. 您来这个教会可以很放心的。
When you come to this church, you can rest assured.
真的，我们这里的啊，我们所得到圣灵啊，真的是一个热的力量下来、哦、
When we receive the Holy Spirit, you could feel the sense of warmth come into you.
啊，我们都还在，就是说我们的 conscience 都还在，我们的那个我们的意识都还在。
And our consciousness remain very clear.
啊，圣灵跟我们同在啊。
Because Holy Spirit is with us.
啊，所以我们说一按铃啊，大家都一起结束。
So when we click on the bell, everyone would stop together.
这个唯一的可能就是你根本没有失掉自己。
And the only possibility means that you are still conscious.
因为圣经上讲，圣灵是要跟人同在，不是要占据你的，不是的。
Because the Bible describes the Holy Spirit will abide with a person, not to take over a person.
所以感谢主，在这里你真的可以体会到那个原始的圣灵现在降临在人间。
So we thank God that in this very place you can experience the same Holy Spirit described in the Book of Apostles.
教会是耶稣的身体。
The church is the body of Christ.
那么，耶稣的身体一定要讲耶稣的话。
Body of Christ must speak the language of Christ.
我们看提摩太前书三章十四节。
First Timothy 3, verse 14.
提摩太前书三章十四节。
First Timothy 3:14.
提摩太前书三章十四节。
First Timothy 3:14.
三章十四节。倘若我单言日久，你也可以知道在神的家里当怎么样行。这家是永生神的教会，真理的柱石和根基。这么一道教会就是真理的柱石跟根基。
The church of God is God's household, the church, the living God.
所以教会要扶持真理。
And therefore, the church must support the truth.
教会要传扬真理。
It must preach the truth.
教会不可以改真理。
The church cannot alter the truth.
我们来看啊，启示录第二十二章。
Turn to Revelation 22.
二十二章十八节十九节。
Revelation 22, 18 and 19.
十八节十九节。
Verse 18 and 19.
我向一切听见这书上预言的做见证。若有人在这预言上加添什么，神必将写在这书上的灾祸加在他身上。十九节。
19.
这书上的预言，若有人删去什么，神必从这书上所写的生命树和圣神删去他的魂。啊，所以我们神的话不可以加添，也不可以减少，不可以改变。
Therefore, we cannot add.Or delete, or do, or change any of God's words.
一定要按照圣经的传统，不可以按照教会的传统。
We must go according to what's described in the Bible, not according to church tradition.
今天我们所有的，你一定要比较圣经，不是比较哦，教会怎么说的。
We must compare against the Bible rather than what does the church say.
今天很多人呢，加添了在教里面加添了啊，这个庆祝圣诞节。
And today, many churches added the worship of Christmas.
请问诸位，如果您可以找到圣诞老公公，在圣经里面可以找到圣诞老公公吗？
Let me ask you, can you find Santa Claus in the Bible?
你可以找到那个 reindeer 吗？可以在圣经里面找到那个麋鹿吗？
Can you find the Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer?
或者是圣诞树吗？
Or any Christmas trees?
当然，这个心是好的啦。
Of course, it's out of a good heart.
我说耶稣有生日嘛，庆祝他的生日有什么不好呢？
Because Lord Jesus has a birthday. What's wrong with celebrating his birthday?
因为圣经没有跟我们讲，我们要庆祝他的生日啊。
But because the Bible doesn't tell us to observe his birthday.
并且十二月二十五号绝对不是主耶稣基督的生日。
And furthermore, December 25th is definitely not Lord Jesus' birthday.
两个原因呢。
For two reasons.
第一个原因。
First.
皇帝不会那么傻的说冬天到了，哎，来我们来人口普查，你们要 travel 哦，到处跑啊，回故乡啊， 冬天啊，怎么可能叫他们到处跑来跑去呢？
Because it was in the middle of winter, how can the emperor send down edict to do a census survey?
那第二个就是怎么在旷野上有牧羊的人呢？冬天在旷野上，怎么有人会在旷野牧羊？冷得要命。
Secondly, it was the middle of winter. How can there be shepherds out shepherding?
您绝对找不到12月25号在圣经里面是耶稣基督的生日。
And you could definitely not find December 25th being the birthday of Christ.
并且如果我们庆祝耶稣的生日，有那种把耶稣的神性忽略掉的嫌疑啦。
And also when we celebrate the birthday of Christ, we may be putting down the divine character of Jesus.
我们来看希伯来书七章的第三节。
Hebrews chapter 7 verse 3.
七章的第三节。
Hebrews 7 verse 3.
七章三节。
Hebrews 7:3.
他无父啊，我的圣经这里破个洞，请你读。七章第三节。
Hebrews 7 verse 3. Without father or mother, without genealogy, without beginning of days or end of life, like the Son of God, he remains a priest forever.
这边在介绍一个人啊，他这个人像神的儿子一样，无父无母无族谱，无生的开始，无死的结束。
Bible talks of a person without father, mother, without any genealogy, without beginning or ending.
那主耶稣他就是神来到人间呢？
Jesus Christ is God coming to the world.
耶稣在启示录自己介绍，我是阿法，我是 Omega, 我是希腊字母第一个。跟最后一个，我是 A 跟 Z， 我是开始的，也是结束的。我有什么生的开始，死的结束呢
？And Lord Jesus, describe himself being the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. He is forever. So how can you possibly put a birthday on him?
今天很多教会他们守圣诞节，心是好的，但是已经走出了圣经的范围了。
A lot of churches celebrate Christmas out of good intention, but this is already away from the truth of God.
我们也不减少神的话。
We do not take away the words of God.
我们看约翰福音十三章。
Turn to John 13.
现在很多教会已经不再有洗礼之后跟得救有关的洗脚礼了。
Nowadays, many churches do not believe in foot washing after the baptism.
有的人有象征性的洗脚，代表要彼此赦免、彼此相爱。
Some people perform foot washing as a symbolic gesture of forgiving one another.
不是每个人都需要洗脚的，代表性洗一洗啊。
It's a symbolic gesture, so not everyone needs to be have foot washing.
圣经不是这样讲的。
But this is not what the Bible says.
十三章第七节。
Chapter 13, verse 7.
耶稣回答说：“我所做的，你如今不知道，后来必明白。”第八节。
8.
彼得说：“你永不可洗我的脚。”耶稣说：“我若不洗你，你就与我无份了。”这个耶稣讲得很清楚。
Lord Jesus said very clearly here,
我如果不洗你的脚，
unless I wash your feet,
你跟我没有份啊。
You have no part with me.
很多人把这样的典礼删在历史当中。
But a lot of churches have already deleted this sacrament.
所以朋友，你先去网络上查一查。
Friends, why don't you do a search on the
早期的教会第一世纪，他们还有洗脚礼，是一个典礼。
The early churches in the first century, they still perform foot washing as a sacrament.
后来教会当时的大公会，当时的教会开一个会 ，officially 主张这个跟得救没有关系，不用洗脚了。
But later on, the church council had a meeting and said, "This has nothing to do with salvation, so we'll abolish it."
那个是教会的传统。
And that was church tradition.
这里是圣经的传统。
Here is the tradition of the Bible.
我们要守圣经的传统，还是要守教会的传统呢
？Do we follow the Bible or the church traditions?
我们这个预言神的话，你不要删，也不要加，也不要减。
The prophecies and commandments of God must never be edited.
也不可以改变了。
We cannot alter it.
今天很多教会都守主日，礼拜天去教会。
A lot of churches go to church on Sunday, the Lord's Day.
没有错，我小弟也认为主耶稣是在礼拜天复活的。
And it's true, I also believe that Jesus Christ resurrected on Sunday.
但是你翻遍了圣经，你找不到一句话“你当守主日”这样的话语啊。
But you search throughout the entire Bible, you will never find commandment saying that you have to keep the Sabbath on the Lord's Day.
但是神的实诫就是你要守安，当纪念安息日，守为圣日。
But the commandments of God tell us very clearly that you have to keep the Sabbath.On Sabbath.
所以今天很多人把这个主日改成安息日。
And so nowadays, a lot of churches change Sabbath to the Lord's Day.
有一本书啊，是那个天主教的教皇祝福过的。
There's a book written, blessed by the Catholic Pope.
里面就有很多的 Q&A 啊。
And there's lots of Q&A in there.
他们就问一个问题，请问安息日是礼拜几
？And so one of the question was, which day of the week is Sabbath?
那个教皇说礼拜六。
The Pope answered Saturday.
为什么我们今天守礼拜天呢
？Then why do we keep it on Sunday?
他说教皇有权利他们有钥匙可以改变呢。
So the answer was the Pope has the key and he has the authority to change.
因为他们是根据啊彼得的传统下来的。
For they follow the tradition of Peter.
啊彼得手上有钥匙啊。
啊 Peter has the key. Peter has the key to the church.
啊所以他们可以改变。
So they are entitled to change.
诸位，我们不敢改变呢。
Everyone, we don't have that authority.
路加福音第四章，耶稣按照素常的规矩守安息日。
Luke chapter 4, Lord Jesus kept the Sabbath according to the commandments.
这个使徒行传，保罗按照素常的规矩守安息日。
In the book of Acts, Paul also kept the Sabbath according to the commandments.
According to the custom, 素常的规矩。素常的规矩什么意思？
What does it mean, according to the custom?
常常这样做。
It means that they often did it this way.
不可以改变的啦。
It's not something you can change.
有人说，哎呀，你们守什么安息日？安息日是给犹太人的，犹太人才需要安息日啦。
Some people criticize, why do you keep Sabbath? Sabbath is for Jews.
我们看创世纪的第二章第一节到第三节。今天我们这些书教所守的安息日是这三节的安息日。
Genesis chapter 2, and what we keep the Sabbath is as described here.
二章的第一节到第三节。
Genesis 2, verse 1 to 3.
天地都造齐了，第二节到第七日，神造物的工已经完毕，就在第七日歇了他一切的工，安息了。第三节，神赐福给第七日，定为圣日，因为在这日神歇了他一切创造的工，就安息了。这个时候没有犹太人呢。
At this time, there was no distinction of Jews.
但是神已经把那个安息日分别出来了。
But God already set apart a Sabbath as holy.
这是第七日。
This is the seventh day.
大家公认的。
And everyone recognized
that. 神在这个地方安息了。
God rested on the seventh day.
神赐福给他。
God bless this day.
神定为圣日。
God made it into a holy day.
今天我们这些属下守的就是这个安息日。
Today we keep this Sabbath day.
有人说，哎呀，摩西已经把律法都成全了，你们为什么还守律法呢？
Some people criticize that Moses already Jesus.
对，耶稣已经把摩西律法都成全了，你们为什么还守摩西律法呢？
Some people say since Jesus has already fulfilled all the laws, why do you still keep the law?
我们来看这个哥罗西书的第二章。
Colossians 2.
第二章的第十六节
，Colossians 2 verse 16。
二章的十六节
，Colossians 2 verse 16。
所以不拘在饮食上或节期、夜宿、安息日，都不可让人论断你们。这些也是后世的影儿，那些行礼却是基督。用这一节，很多人说啊，所以安息日毁掉了，
A lot of people use this passage saying that Sabbath is already done away with, it's fulfilled.
我们要问一个问题啊。
So I would like to ask this question.
如果安息日毁掉了。
If Sabbath is already abolished,
饮食是不是会掉了呢？
Then what about eating?
因为这边说不拘上饮食或是节期或是安息日啊。
Because it also mentions what you eat or drink.
饮食会掉是不是要不吃不喝呢？
So does that mean we should go without eating or drinking?
当然不是啊。
Of course not.
这个饮食是指着吃啊不可以吃的东西，比如说不可以吃猪肉，你现在可以吃了。
This is referring to previously you cannot eat pork, but now you can eat.
你还是要吃的。
You still need to eat.
你安息日还是要守的。
You still have to keep the Sabbath.
但是安息日很多犹太人的规矩啊，很多律法的规矩都就不用了，就是安息日很多什么不可以剪裁了，不可以生火了，不可以煮饭了，这个通通被主耶稣成全了。
But a lot of laws and regulations concerning Sabbath, for instance, no working or no walking beyond certain distances, all these are abolished.
所以今天呢，有人把这个安息日改成主日。
Nowadays, people change Sabbath into Sunday.
这个我们的教会真的不敢哦。
But this is something that our church dare not to alter.
教会是真理的柱石跟根基，真理不可以改变的。
For the church is a pillar and foundation of truth, and the truth must not be changed.
我刚刚听到 Sandy 跟我们讲一个见证了
哈。I heard Sandy telling us a testimony just now.
这个是一个松山教会的姐妹啊，她怎么来信这个真耶稣教会
？It's about a sister from Songshan Church and how she came to believe in Jesus.
她本来是清美女高的学生。
She was a graduate of a prestigious high school.
她有少年忧郁症。
And she had suffered from depression.
她只有画画才是她生命的最爱。
Her greatest love was to paint.
因为她有忧郁，因为她想不清楚为什么人活着，活着的意义在哪里。
She suffered from depression because she questioned what's the meaning of life.
她说每次要去学画画，经过台北车站，看到很多人穿着那个“我爱耶稣爱你”啦一大堆，她就觉得很不屑了。
And every time she passed by people whose shirt says Jesus loves you, she would disdain them.
耶稣是谁呀？怎么这么恶心呢？怎么说他爱我啊？
Who is Jesus? Why is he so gross? Why does he say he loves me?
有一天呢，不晓得什么力量，他到个书店里面去啊。
And for one day, for some strange reason, he went into the bookstore.
不知道什么力量，他手就抬起来，就拿了一本书啊。
And certain force made her raise right her hand and grab a book.
拿了一本书之后呢，一个力量就把他提升到这个地球的外面去了。
As soon as she grabbed hold of this book,
出去了。
As soon as she touched this book, something took her spirit and lifted into outer space.
地球这么漂亮。
And she saw the earth was so beautiful.
她整个忧郁的灵就 舒畅起来了。
And all of a sudden, her depression spirit disappeared.
她哭了。
She was in tears.
哇，这个地球这么漂亮。
She saw the earth was so beautiful.
有个声音跟她讲哦。
A voice spoke to her.
不要哭。
Don't cry.
不要怕。
Don't be afraid.
我爱你。
I love you.
继续走。
Continue to walk.
她还在哭啊。
She was still in tears.
那个人拍拍她的肩膀。
And so that person tapped her shoulder.
她就不哭了。
And she no longer cried.
她灵又回到这个地球上来。
And her soul descended back to earth.
她手上哪本书。
And then she looked at the book she was holding.
圣经啊。
Bible.
哦，原来圣经里面那位耶稣啊，是爱她的。
So she dawned on her that the Jesus Christ in the Bible loves her very much.
后来她就很认真的找教会啊。
So after that, she began to look for earnestly in, for churches. 后来终于
在一家教会待比较久。
And there was a church that she stayed for a long time.
待很久的时候，人家叫她要受洗。
And so afterward, people asked her to be baptized.
她问人家说，为什么要受洗啊？
She asked, why should I be baptized?
她说问十个人，十个人都给她不同的答案。
She asked 10 people. Every person gave her a different answer.
那我为什么要受洗？你们都不晓得为什么要受洗啊？
Then why should I be baptized? You don't even know why you should be baptized.
他说他喜欢那个牧师，因为那个牧师讲说呢，我们这个圣经的道理，你每一节都要遵守，不可以因为自己的方便，你就不遵守里面的话。
She really loved that minister because he said that every word in the Bible you must keep, you cannot change.
所以他每天早上就到教会去，晚上十点钟才回来，常常上教会。
So oftentimes she would go in the go to church in the morning and then return late at night from the church.
有一天呢，那个传道人呢，在介绍十诫。
One day that minister was introducing the Ten Commandments.
每一诫都跟道德有关系。
Every commandment has to do with morality.
第一诫除了我以外，不可有别的神。
The first commandment besides me, there can be no other God.
第二诫、第三诫通通介绍了。
And he introduced every one of them.
第四诫跳过去。
But he skipped over the fourth one.
第五诫不可要孝敬父母。
Fifth one, honor your parents.
不可杀人，不可奸淫，不可偷盗，不可借口假见证其他人，不可贪一切所有，通通介绍了，就是跳过第四诫。
And he go on to introduce every single one of the commandments except number four.
他就去问牧师了。结束之后啊。
So after the sermons, he went to the minister.
传道，为什么我们现在你不讲安息日呢？
Minister, how come you skipped over the Sabbath?
传道说，哦，我们现在要守主日了，不守安息日了。
He said, oh, because now we keep the Lord's Day, we don't keep the Sabbath anymore.
他就很 confused 啊，很讶异啊，这个你不是说每一句话都要守吗？为什么这一节你不守呢？
And she was very confused because he said you have to keep every word in the Bible, but now how come you skip over this one?
他回家认真欢了，到底说主日在哪里？从头欢到尾，没有一节说你要守主日啊。
And she, when she went home, she looked through all the passages, but she could not find one passage that says you have to keep the Lord's Day.
她决定啊，抱他到地球，我们那个神呢，不在这几个教会里面。
So she determined the God that brought her into outer space is not in these churches she went to.
后来她到法国去留学。
Later on, she went abroad to France.
成了很出名的画家。
She became a famous painter.
但是她决定不去上教会了。
But she had already gave up on churches.
离圣经很远呐。
She was very far from the Bible.
忧郁症又回来。
And her depression came back.
不能睡。
She couldn't fall asleep.
不能见光。
She cannot see light.
她哦，这个怕见光哦，只有晚上啊，都不白天都不敢出去啊，就晚上啊偷偷出去啊买个面包。所以她说一段时间，她整天呢、啊、就是吃面包喝白开水，就是这样子。
She was so afraid of light that the only time she ventured out is when it's dark outside. So she would get a loaf of bread and just drink water for a period of time.
她没有办法，她手头无路了。
And she came to the end of her rope.
她跟主耶稣说：“求你再给我一句话，给我一句话，我就满足了。”哦。
And she pleaded.
再跟我讲话了。
She pleaded with God, just speak with me one more time, I'll be satisfied.
后来主耶稣爱她，又给她显现一次。
And later on, Jesus loves her very much and revealed himself to
her. 不要怕，继续走。
And said to her, "Don't be afraid, continue to walk."
后来她回到台湾。
Later, she returned to Taiwan.
有机会到真耶稣教会里面来。
And she had a chance to come to True Jesus Church.
她说很奇妙呢。
And she said it's very strange.
她看到我们这样的祷告，她说祷告这个才是圣经里面的祷告，祷告其实才是应该这样子。
When she, the first time she saw we pray, and she said, this is the way that we ought to pray.
她就到前面来祷告。
And she came forward to pray.
主耶稣跟她出现。
And Jesus showed himself to her.
因为她是来要求圣灵，她就跟主耶稣说，快进来，快进来，快进来。
And she was praying for Holy Spirit so desperately and kept saying, please come in, please come in.
主耶稣不理她。
And Jesus ignored her.
我问她说，你为什么不进来？
And she asked, why don't you come in?
你有罪。
Because you have sin.
她整个都泄气了。你不进来，我有罪，你不进来。
And so she became very depressed. I have sinned, and you won't come in.
所以祷告结束，她就坐在那里啊，这样子啊，垂头丧气啊。
And so she was so depressed after the prayer.
刚好有一个弟兄啊，在跟一大堆慕道朋友讲话。
And it just so happens that there was a brother talking to a whole bunch of friends. And she was listening carefully.
那朋友就问她说, 为什么要受洗?
So one of them asked, why do we need to be baptized?
弟兄就翻圣经使徒行传二三八节, 起来受洗, 洗净你的罪, 这么简单。
And the brother turned to Acts chapter 2, verse 38, saying that, repent and be baptized. Get up and be baptized.
不是10个理由, 原来只有一个理由啊, 受洗, 洗净你的罪, 使徒行传二章三十八节。
Acts chapter 2, verse 38, only one single reason, be baptized and wash away your sin.
哇,听到这句话, 跳起来, 我要洗礼。
So when she heard this, she jumped up and saying, I want to be baptized.
我不认识你耶, 你为什么要洗礼?
Other people said, I don't even know you. Why do you want to be baptized?
第一天来你就要洗礼。
This is your first day at church and you want to be baptized?
这么奇妙, 神在感召人。
And this is so miraculous, the way God works.
他说这里的神才是当初带他到宇宙外面的那位真神, 因为所传的道理跟圣经一样。
She said, this, the God that exists in this church is the same God that brought her to outer space because this church preaches everything according to the Bible.
今天呢,
today, a church of God must be the body of God.
一定要主耶稣基督的能力,
must possess the power of Jesus Christ.
主耶稣在地上, 祂可以行神迹奇事,
when Jesus was on earth, he was able to perform miracles.
瞎眼的看见, 切除的走路, 死人复活,
the blind saw, the deaf resurrected.
一样福音14章12节讲说, 祂的门徒要做的比他还要更大。
John 14, verse 12 says that his disciples and followers will do even greater miracles.
今天我们信耶稣的人就是他的门徒啊。
And today, we believers of Jesus Christ are his disciples.
我有次在radio上面听到一个牧师在上面讲,
friends, once I heard a radio program, a minister was saying this.
牧师说现在不应该有神迹了, 所有神迹在圣经里面, 有以外都应该结束了, 因为所有的神迹就在圣经里面, 反正他的论点就是, 圣经里面才有了, 现在不用有了, 现在有就是不对的。
And according to this minister, miracles only exist in the Bible. Nowadays, you don't need to experience miracles.
马可福音16章16节 特别的讲, 信的人必有神迹, 随着他们啊。
Mark 16, verse 16 says very clearly that whoever believes in Jesus Christ will be able to perform miracles.
所以今天哦, 如果你到了教会, 他一定要有神迹奇事。
Therefore, today, any church that belongs to Christ must be able to perform miracles.
感谢主在真耶稣教会这么多的90几年的历史啊。
Thank God, in True Jesus Church, over 90 years of history.
你真的看到瞎眼的看见瘸腿的走路死人复活。
And indeed, you can see examples of the blind being able to see, the crippled can walk, and the deaf are resurrected.
神亲自啊, 拣选人啊。
For God personally selected people.
有一个小姐啊, 到一个 工人的家里面去这个听道理。
There was a lady who went to a certain place to listen to the truth.
讲完道理, 大家一起祷告。
And after the service, everyone prayed together.
我们教她怎么祷告, 奉耶稣圣名祷告, 然后就把你心里所要的跟神讲, 一直讲, 哈利路亚, 赞美主耶稣。
And we taught her how to pray, just in the name of Jesus Christ you pray, and then continue to say hallelujah, and just tell the Lord Jesus everything in your heart.
这个圣灵是耶稣所应许的。
The Holy Spirit is a promise by Jesus.
受洗之后一定会得到的。
Something that you will receive after you be baptized.
她很单纯啊。
She had a very simple faith.
跪下来。
As soon as she knelt down, she saw that Jesus was nailed on the cross,
荣光显现,
and bright glorious light appeared.
她开始讲方言呢,
she began to speak in tongues.
起来就觉得, 真的很奇妙, 主耶稣就在这里。
And she got up and she felt incredulous because Jesus was here.
这就是神迹奇事。
And this is what we define as miracles.
所以诸位朋友, 我们盼望你继续来真耶稣教会查考。
And dear friends, we invite you to continue your study of truth
我们确信啊,
here.
这个教会就是使徒时代那个教会。
We are convinced this church is the same church as the apostolic period. It's our sincere hope that one day you will come to the same understanding. For here you can find the life of God, the Holy Spirit of Jesus Christ. Here it speaks the language of Jesus Christ. There is power of Jesus Christ. If you truly understand this, then don't wait anymore. Turn to Acts 22.
22章16节。现在你为什么单言呢？起来求告他的名，受洗，洗去你的罪。圣经上讲，受洗为了洗去我们的罪。Now
what are you waiting for? Get up, be baptized, and wash away your sins.
如果你已经了解这些道理啊,
if you already understand all this truth,
你还等什么呢?
What are you waiting for?
如果家里有垃圾要早点清啊,
if there's garbage in your home, you need to take it out.
因为久了很臭的。
Because if it stays a while, it will stink.
我们身上有罪,
we have sins in our body. We need to get rid of the sins. People with sin cannot see God. So may Jesus Christ move you.
And
we invite you to return to study the truth. You will find that this is the eternal dwelling of God, living God. It's the dwelling place of Holy Spirit. Temple of God.
天的门,
gate to heaven.
很多弟兄姐妹啊，有很多的神迹奇事。
A lot of brothers and sisters experience many wonders and miracles.
真的说不完呢。
It's countless.
有一个姐妹啊，她得了鼻咽癌。
There was a sister who had a nose cancer.
又得了多重性肌肉炎。
And also multiple sclerosis.
很严重啊。
A very severe case.
开车的时候，那个刹车踩不住啊。
When she was driving, she could not apply the brakes.
所以要喊哈利路亚，哈利路亚，才把刹车踩住啊。
And she had to call out hallelujah, hallelujah, so finally she could brake.
她说她不晓得自己那么没力量呢。
And she said she didn't realize how powerless she was.
洗完澡时候要掉那个毛巾呢，一掉不晓得掉不上去，她就趴到那个洗手间里面了。
And when she was done showering, she wanted to hang the towel, and suddenly she fell down.
从早上大概八九点嘛，一直躺，一直祷告，主耶稣啊，求你感动我先生早点回来，我真的爬不起来。
From morning, 8 or 9 o'clock, she kept lying down in the shower and praying, asking Lord Jesus to move her husband to come home soon.
她怕自己想要上厕所，那麻烦呢。
She wanted to go to the bathroom, so what can she do?
感谢主啊，她的先生还提早回来了。
So thank God, her husband returned earlier that day.For God moved him.
教会知道这个事情。
When the church found out,
教会说我们帮你祷告。
Church said, "We will pray for you."
他说弟兄姐妹传道们，不要帮我祷告并未好，帮我可以祷告，可以去参加那个神学训练班。
So
这个成人神学训练班。
This sister asked him, "Don't pray that I will be healed, but pray that I can go attend the adult spiritual convocation."
NATS 啦 ，National Adult National Theological.那你知道那个这个没有力量的人，他上洗手间哦，光坐那个马桶都很辛苦的。
So a person who is so feeble, it's a monumental task just to get on the toilet.
后来他真的很有信心的，他坐轮椅到教会里面去。
And she had great faith because she was in wheelchair and went to church.
真的很奇妙。
And it's miraculous.
有一天呢，在上课的时候
，One day during the lessons,
他跟小弟这样讲
，She told me,
传道你看我
，Minister, look at me.
我看什么？
What am I looking at?
他就从那椅子上马上站起来。
And she suddenly stood up from the wheelchair.
我心里因为我太忙了，已经把他的病忘记。我说这有什么了不起啊
？And since I was so busy, I said, "Well, so what's the big deal about that?"
后来想想啊，他生病了，现在可以这样子了。
And suddenly it occurred to me, "Oh, she's sick. She can do this now."
他坐着轮椅进来，结束之后推轮椅出去了。
So she came in the wheelchair, but when the service was over, she pushed the wheelchair out.
这个教会有太多神奇的事情了。
There are so many wonders and miracles in this church.
我们这里有一个绅士啊。
We have a gentleman here.
叫做 Francisco.
Francisco.
他本来得到癌症。
Originally he had cancer.
后来请弟兄姐妹帮他祷告。
And later brothers and sisters prayed for him.
后来又回去检查。
And later he went back for checkup.
医生一直抓头啊。
And the doctors were scratching their heads.
那个癌哪里去了？
Where exactly did the cancer cell go?
很奇妙，就坐在我们当中。
And miraculous, he's sitting right amongst us.
我数不完，我们这个在座的很多人都有神迹奇事。
And I can give you countless cases. All of us amongst us have experienced God.
这里是永生神的家。
This very place is the dwelling place of
主耶稣的能力。
Everlasting God.
主耶稣没有改变呢。
Has the power of Jesus Christ
改变的是人的信心的。
Jesus Christ never changed. The only thing that changed is a person's faith.
如果你有信心
，If you have faith，
你今天一样可以在这边经历到主耶稣神奇的作为。
You too can experience the mighty work of God.
来唱诗
，Let's sing him.
500，是不是？第几首？请笑一下。请问第几首？来 ，We are marching on to Zion。来，第几首？359首。Cheers. city of God, that those refuse to sing, for never knew the call, but children of the heavenly King, but children of the heavenly King, may speak their joys abroad, may speak their joys abroad. We're marching to Zion, beautiful, beautiful Zion. We're marching upward to Zion, the beautiful city of God. The hill of Zion yields a thousand sacred streets before we reach the heavenly fields, before we reach the heavenly fields. Walk the golden streets, oh, walk the golden streets. We're marching to Zion, beautiful, beautiful Zion. We're marching upward to Zion, the beautiful city of God. Then there are songs about, and every tear be dry. We're marching through Emmanuel's room. We're marching through Emmanuel's room to fair worlds on high, to fair worlds on high. We're marching to Zion, beautiful, beautiful Zion. We're marching onward to Zion, the beautiful city of God. 请坐。
Please be seated.
圣灵是没有限量的。
Holy Spirit is infinite.
因为神是没有限量的。
For God is infinite.
所以神的灵可以大大的充满我们呢。
The Spirit of God can fill with us mightily.
我们每个人都要回想像小孩一样哦。
But every one of us must become childlike.
念单纯的到主耶稣面前来。
When we come simply before Christ.
用心灵跟诚实来敬拜他。
And we worship Him with sincerity.
大声的歌颂他。
And we pray to Him.
哈利路亚，赞美主耶稣。
Hallelujah, praise to Jesus.
当你有那样真诚的心呢。
When you have this sincere heart.
真的那个小孩子的心呢。
That childlike faith.
主耶稣一定会爱你的。
Well, Lord Jesus will love you very deeply.
所以请你把你的力量拿出来。
So take out, bring out your strength.
啊，请你把你的爱拿出来。
And bring out your love.
请你把你的感情拿出来。
And bring out emotions.
因为主耶稣啊，希望你能够大大的充满你。
For Jesus desires to fill you mightily.
但是问题是我们有没有那个真正想要的心呢？
But the question is, do we have that heart of thirstiness?
哦，我们已经来过两三天了。
We have come here two or three nights.
我们知道怎么祷告，就是要跪着，眼睛闭着，手合着。
We know how to pray. We need to close our eyes, clasp our hands.
我们第一句话念奉耶稣圣名祷告。
And first, we begin by saying, in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray.
再一次歌颂他，讲哈利路亚，赞美主耶稣。
And continue to praise Him, saying, Hallelujah, praise Jesus.
神是真实的哦。
God is true.
像刚刚那个我们的见证啊，那个松山教的姐妹，神就从天上下来，站在她前面。
Just like the sister I mentioned before, God spoke. God came down and stood before her and spoke to her.
那个姐妹一直讲，主耶稣快进来，快进来。
And that sister continued to say, Jesus, please come in, please come in.
那时候她还没有受洗啊。
And that time she hasn't received
Holy Spirit. 如果你跟这个姐妹有同样的那种渴慕的心
，If you have the same heart of thirstiness as that sister,
小弟子觉得神是一个很慈爱的神呢。
I feel that since God is so compassionate,
你一定会，他一定会被你感动的。
He will be moved by your pleadings.
所以让我们一起来歌颂他。
So let's all together praise him.
来打动他的心呢、啊、哈。
And to move his heart.
愿神的灵大大充满你。
May the Spirit of God move you mightily.
愿你回讲算小孩。
I mean you return like a child like
me. 愿意接受按手祷告的，请到前面来。
If you'd like to receive the laying of hand during the prayer, please come
forward. 来祈求圣灵充满。
To receive the fullness of Holy Spirit.
并得医治。
And have your sicknesses healed.
用信心来求。
Let's pray with faith.
同心祷告。
Let's pray together.